I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Dr. Shanda Gore, specifically in connection with the Minority Business Association Center, or MBAC.
So the Northwest Ohio Toledo MBAC is one of seven grants in the state of Ohio, again, with 17 counties that fall with it. And we are actually part of the system to help support through business counseling and making sure that accounting, business management, certifications are put through with the state, contract procurement, estimating and bidding, identifying some local resources, of course. We help companies with loan packaging, their marketing plan development, and of course referrals to financial programs, either within the state of Ohio or in the local community. But we provide all these services for free as a support for those companies to not only survive, but to thrive in Northwest Ohio.
Dr. Gore is the managing principal of the center, a program that has been available for over 20 years. Although she mentioned local business owners may not know these free resources exist.
We see it as, again, small businesses make up Northwest Ohio in a very large way. And as they grow, so do the number of jobs and opportunities. And I think with this particular grant, which makes it unique and different from prior grants, which I've been involved in three other renditions of this same grant, this time it's got a strong build-in with financial literacy, and it also has a strong support for workforce development. And that is critical too, the diversification of the workforce, the support. And, of course, with the employers, which are these small businesses, it's so critically important that we support them so that they can move forward. And I must say that actually during COVID, this COVID crisis that we've been in, a number of these businesses have been impacted in such a negative way. And for those that were not able to make it, just make the switch into e-commerce, you know, we're paid very close attention to that, because there is an opportunity. We don't want businesses to miss that opportunity. And so 2020 presented both challenges to companies, these specifically that are disadvantaged, but there we've never seen such a surge in the last year and a half as much as we've seen during this this time period.
2020 provided a season of change for a lot of people. A pandemic can help you rethink your life choices, specifically career choices. And the state of Ohio in particular, as Dr. Gore mentioned, saw an avalanche of applications for new business owners. An exciting but difficult decision, especially for those considered minority business owners.
The challenge is that during that time period, as soon as you start a business, you need to find a way to be counseled and to go about the right steps to make sure it can thrive and be and survive for the next, you know, not only for the next few years, but for the next decade, of course. And my goal is always to look at it as, you know, can it be a legacy where you can pass it on to your family? And in the minority business community, there's not a whole lot of that. There is in some pockets, but it doesn't, it's not always the case. And of course, there's not always legacy to get advisement from somebody who's actually owned a business. So I see it as a generational wealth opportunity for individuals to own their businesses, to get their family part of them, and then to see if they're willing to pass it on or at least to thrive. So in the last few years, the counseling, it's not a time to say, well, we don't have counseling services and we can't reach the population. Now, more than ever, we need to reach out to the population and make sure that they know there's support.
Dr. Gore has been supporting these operations almost her whole career. She began as a chief diversity officer at a local university in Toledo and created the first minority business incubator in the area in 2009. Also, as a minority business owner herself, she understands the ups and downs of creating a new career for yourself.
So most of the businesses are small sole proprietors. I mean, they're their own salespeople, they're their accountants. They're their own, you know, marketing group. They do it all. They're their own janitor, right? So that's a sole proprietorship. Know that you're not alone. You don't have to go it alone. You're not alone. And that you can have, there are organizations here that are here strategically to help you. Also, keep in mind, it takes time to ramp up, to identify, you know, who your target audience is. You don't have to be everything to everybody. Know that there are niches and that you find your niche and that you fulfill that. So I think it's very important for individuals. I think back on all the advice my mother and my father gave me on how to approach not just business, but life in general. Have faith in that you have skills and you have experiences that are worth sharing. And so this is an opportunity for you to do that if you are so inclined to be a business owner. So I just want to make sure to encourage that if you've thought about pursuing it, there are long hours involved, but it can be very rewarding. And there are ways for encouragement out here. You don't have to be by yourself.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.